What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, we kick off hour number two on a Wednesday in the nation's capital and beyond. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app and also on demand. We just told you about Aaron Glenn going to the Jets. John Spytek, the Bucs assistant GM, who's been instrumental in building that, to the Las Vegas Raiders. We still don't know about Lance Newmark, the Commanders assistant GM, who, of course, came over from Detroit a year ago to help Adam Peters rebuild this fandangled thing, which has led the Commanders to an NFC championship berth against the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday. Of course, you can hear the game and the NFC championship right here on the Team 980 on Sunday afternoon. If you're out and about or if you're bumping around or whatever, you can't be in front of a television, obviously, make sure you check out the NFC championship. Game right here in Philly. I'll be there and hopefully covering a winning locker room as we did last Saturday night in Detroit. If you missed conversation with Josh Harris outside the Commanders locker room, if you missed Jonathan Allen, Austin Eckler, or Dante Fowler, you can find it on the podcast on the Odyssey app at the Team 980. Just go to the Chris Russell Show. From Monday, we replayed those interviews that I conducted Saturday night, all of them. So you can check all that out if you want any of that coverage. And again, talk to Sal Palantonio an hour from now in Philadelphia on Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Washington Commanders. So somebody has something up. Jaden Daniels got two playoff wins now, right? And it says, you know, two and then one with Jaden throwing the ball in between. Sacks plus fumbles plus interceptions in the playoffs. So we know that it's just one sack. He wasn't sacked at all on Saturday night in Detroit. We know he hadn't thrown an interception. We know he hasn't had a fumble. And I go back to what I said in hour number one. And I'll just resurface it. I don't want to put all the pressure on Jaden Daniels because this is not an individual sport. It isn't. It never will be. Don't listen to anybody that tells you it is. It's all about the quarterback. Yes, a lot of it is about the quarterback. And that is going to be true for both teams, right? Jalen Hurts is dealing with a knee right now. He was clearly compromised on Wednesday. We'll get a further update from Sal Pal. He was clearly compromised. But we don't know what that's going to mean on Sunday. We don't know if he's going to play the whole game, if he's going to play at all, if he's going to be compromised, how much, don't know. But we know right now that Jaden Daniels was compromised. Going into that Thursday night game, was banged up at the very minimum against the Philadelphia Eagles on that Thursday night. And quite honestly, he did not play well. And I think everybody would say either that or the next week against the Cowboys, but because of what they did in the final 5 minutes against the Cowboys, some of that was erased, were his two worst games of the year. And maybe the Thursday night in Philadelphia was his worst. Yet they still had a lead in the fourth quarter. And they still could have won that game if DQ doesn't go for it, ironically, on fourth down. A Jaden Daniels keeper to the right that gets strung out and stuffed up and bypasses a field goal, which would have made it 13-12 by memory, with about 8-9 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Who knows if they would have held on? Probably not, but they could have. But I will tell you this. Again, 13 points, 16 points, 18 points, 12 points, 10 points, an ineffective Jaden Daniels, not a dynamic Jaden Daniels, with at least one of his big-time skills in his repertoire. That's not going to work this Sunday. Not against that defense, not against that team on the road with a trip to the Super Bowl. But you know what will work? What will work is if Jaden Daniels can play once again turnover-free football, if Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive line, the running game, can once again not take a bunch of stupid penalties, can once again not get ambushed, and not have Jalen Carter, and watch out for Nolan Smith. He's been really good the last couple of weeks. Nolan Smith has been really good, okay? And even guys that you don't know, like Milton Williams, will make a contribution. And they have Bryce Huff, and he's done really nothing. But, I mean, they have guys that can hurt you. Josh Sweat. Zach Bond's had a great year. Now, they don't have N'Kobe Dean. But if the Commanders can somehow not turn the ball over, which is easier said than done, if they don't allow Jalen Carter to completely destroy the game, and if I assume they're going to double-team Jalen Carter much of the game, maybe not every snap, especially without Cosme, okay, Biotish, and presumably Trent Scott at guard, who filled in for Cosme last week and did a pretty admirable job, I assume they're going to double-team him much of the game. That means you can't allow Nolan Smith or Milton Williams or Jordan Davis to just completely destroy you because you're paying so much attention to Jalen Carter, right? You know you're probably going to get a lot of zone defense. That's kind of a staple of the Vic Fangio defense. You know you're not going to get a lot of blitzes. That's kind of where they struggled last week, if they struggled at all in terms of pressure. Like if Jaden Daniels can somehow, like last week, again in Detroit, he had 16 rushing attempts or scrambles, but he only had 51 yards. If Jaden Daniels has, let's just call it 15 scrambles or carries or designed rushing attempts, but he's closer to 100, even if it's 85, I think the Commanders win. As long as he doesn't have one of those catastrophic-type days throwing the football, either accuracy-wise, ineffectiveness-wise, location, touch, what have you, or turnover-wise. Because, again, Jalen Carter is just destroying the integrity of the pocket. But I think the key is going to be to get Jaden Daniels to be the passer that he's been in these first two games of the playoffs, because even against Tampa, he beat them with his arm, not his legs. Yeah, ultimately, he had the late scramble to get around Kalijah Kancey and all that. I got it. Huge play. But he beat them with his arm. And certainly on Saturday night, he did not beat them with his legs. He extended plays. He caused a little bit of a problem. Remember, he took that shot inside the 5 yard line, hard shove out of bounds, almost into the TV mobilizing camera wheel, truck, well, whatever. And I thought it was a legal hit, but it was a hard hit. And Jaden went out hard. Okay? But if Jaden can somehow get to like 85 yards running, somehow. And of course, if it's even less than 15 carries, say it's 10 carries or whatever, but even if it's 15, as long as he doesn't have a catastrophic passing day because there's constantly pressure in his face and constantly disrupting the pocket, I think Jaden's going to put on his cape, for lack of a better term. I think Jaden is going to then be able to beat the Eagles whichever way he wants. As a passer, as a runner, combined, Cliff Kingsbury. Obviously, if the natural running game can give them something close to what they had on Saturday night in Detroit, easier said than done. Do not expect Brian Robinson to rip off huge chunks of yards like he did on Saturday night in Detroit on three or four of those carries. And I know he only finished with 77, but he averaged 5+, and he had the 2 short rushing touchdowns. Brian Robinson was a huge factor. Austin Eckler had the big 35-yard run late. Again, huge factor. As a receiver, as a runner in that spot, again, 47 yards on 6 carries, nearly an 8-yard average. Jeremy McNichols only had 8 yards, but he had the tough rushing touchdown in which he didn't go down and just kept fighting, surging through. And that put the icing on the cake. You know what I don't want to see? I don't want to see Marcus Mariota in any trick plays. Unless you need it. Like, not by design. Don't do it on the first drive. The tape is out there. Hey, Marcus Mariota lining up as a receiver. Marcus Mariota lining up at the quarterback with Jaden Daniels. No. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let Jaden Daniels, as the kids used to say about Russell Wilson, let JD cook, baby. With his arm and his legs as an extension, but his arm primarily. And that's how they've won these two games. It's not with Jaden Daniels, the quote-unquote playmaker, the runner, the dynamic weapon that everybody associates him. It's with his arm and with his freaking brain and his football IQ and his accuracy. And guys, for the most part, outside of De'Ami Brown early, not dropping passes. There was only one spot that I thought, Jaden was a little bit off. And it was ironically on the third series of the game the other night, down 7-3 after they get the field goal from Zane Gonzalez to make it 7-3, 47-yarder. And, you know, kudos to him. I know he missed one late, which still worries me. But Jaden had first and goal from, I think, the 3 or the 4. And he missed a wide-open John Bates in the left letters right after Zach Ertz makes that catch and gets thumped and has to come out for concussion evaluation. And he just missed Bates. Wide open in the left flat. Would have been an easy touchdown, in my opinion. Bad throw. And then he had the keeper off of a zone read. And that's where he was hit out of bounds. Or not out of bounds. Inbounds, but hit. And so hard that he slid and fell and went way out of bounds and almost into the TV mobilization thingy. And then they got bailed out, quite honestly, on a pass interference penalty. I mean, it was a pass interference, but it was a third down incomplete, and maybe it would have been complete. I don't know. But they would have gone for it from first and goal at the 2 on fourth down again, and who knows if they don't make it, what that game turns out to be instead. They get the touchdown, and they make it 10-7, and that was Brian Robinson's first touchdown. So, again, I circle back, and I know I'm a little bit all over the place here, but most importantly for me, even more than the turnovers, and I want them, even more than bottling up Saquon Barkley, and I want that too, and we'll get into that, is Jaden Daniels being both a multi-weapon with his arm first, primarily, and his legs to make plays. He's been getting out-raced to the perimeter, which is weird in a couple of these playoff games, right? Levante David did it. I just mentioned Kirby Joseph did it, where he's not able to turn the corner when he runs really out wide. You know, another thing that I want to see Jaden Daniels do in this game that Cliff doesn't do a whole lot of, in my opinion, but did it, I think it was the Tampa game. I'm pretty sure it was the Tampa game. Maybe it was the Atlanta game to clinch the division, or not to clinch a playoff spot. I can't remember which one. Line up in a pure quarterback draw, whew, right up the middle. I'd love to see that inside the 10-yard line. Instead of Jaden constantly trying to outrace people to the edge and the perimeter, I'd like to see that. That is such an effective play, I think, inside the red zone and specifically inside goal to go. Like if you're at the 5, 6, 7-yard line, line up Jaden shotgun, boom. Maybe 3, 4 wide, they think it's pass, and automatically gets the snap, boom, takes off, hits a hole. He had one for like 8 or 9 yards in one of those games. Again, I can't remember if it was Tampa or the playoff clinching win over Atlanta. One of those. Maybe it was the Atlanta game where he just whew, takes off right up the middle, hits a gap, either side of the center, boom. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Tell you what we're going to do. Take a break. Again, that's my early analysis. I understand bottling up Saquon Barkley. I understand turnovers. We're going to get into all of that. But to me, in order for this team to go to the Super Bowl, and I know it's easy to say this, Jaden has to be super effective, maybe Superman-like, but with both his arm and his leg. He has not been that effective as a runner. What effect that has on other things, that I can't quite tell. But from a production standpoint and from a what it looks like standpoint, and I just gave you some on that, it has not been an overall super-duper effective weapon. It, as a matter of fact, it's been kind of average. It's been okay. It's been fine. But it's been kind of average. Average might be wrong. It's been less than I expected if they were going to win 2 playoff games. Now if they're going to win a third, he's got to do both. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app, right here on your home for the NFC Championship Sunday in Philadelphia, Lincoln Financial Field, Commanders, Eagles, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Some idiot on Facebook just got to me. Quinnard? Please quit your unbearable to listen to. I hope it's a 10% chance they change hosts. Guess what, Quinnard? They're not. Respectfully, you know you're not being respectful. It's clear you don't represent a real fan. Yes, dummy! I'm not a fan! I'm an analyst! I'm sure New York has an opening for a host. You spend more time highlighting the opponent than you do the team. Sincerely, a true fan? Ha! Your commentary is truly frustrating to bear for 3 hours. True fan. Please don't take offense. I'm being respectful. Quinter, I don't know if you know the meaning of that. You aren't being respectful, so I'm not being respectful.
The respectful choice is, hey, I don't like this. Let me turn off my radio.
Well, but I don't want him to do that. I just want him to understand that there's more than one team playing, and I cannot, nor will I ever, do radio with my pom-poms on. I am picking the Washington Commanders. I just spent an entire segment breaking down all that Jaden Daniels can do, has to do, will do, has done, talking about how he's killed people with his arm. And you people are amazing. You can't possibly tell me that that's real life, that you guys cannot take someone saying, hey, you know what? Jalen Carter's really good. You know what? The Philadelphia secondary, boy, they're pretty impressive. Man, Zach Bond's had a good year. Boy, Vic Fangio doesn't blitz a lot, but he plays zone defense, and Nolan Smith is really good. Are you that insensitive? Are you that clueless? Are you that babe in the woods? And yes, I'm pissed because I've gotten so many of these freaking calls and tweets and messages over the last couple of weeks. Like, you people have to get your head out of your ass.
I think that caller is really looking more for the show that was on Detroit last week, where the hosts were, you know what, we can play this Monday, and we'll replay it on Tuesday, and we'll replay it on Wednesday, and we'll replay it on Thursday,
yeah, how did
because
that
it
work?
Doesn't matter.
How did that work out for that guy?
That's the point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, I have been wrong about my game predictions. I thought they would lose both games by a field goal. I had them to cover both games, so I won my quote-unquote bet. But I had them wrong, and they have surprised me. They've surprised the free world. But why would you be so babe in the woods? Like, are there... I listen to a lot of our programming on both sides. And listen, I think I do a different show than the others. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. But I think I do a different show than the other shows, okay? But I'm not aware of a show that is complete pom-pom Homer-driven radio. That's not reality. That's not common sense. You want me to sit here and go team go for 3 hours a day and to crap out burgundy and gold into the toilet bowl? Come on. Let's be real. They're playing in the NFC Championship game. Of course you're going to talk about the opponent. What world do you live in? Of course you're going to say, hey, man, it's a really tough opponent. Here's why. They've got this, and they've got that, and they've got this, and they've got that, and they're at home, and they're experienced, and they're the two seed. Oh, and by the way, I'm picking the Commanders to win!
That's saying something, people. Mr. Negative.
But I don't even understand that. The Mr. Negative thing, like at one point in my life, I used to be a lot more negative and a lot more critical than I am now. I'm 51. I've lost too many people, including Pete Medhurst this week. If you think I walk around going, how can I bleep with the Commanders? How can I make sure that the fans are miserable? How can I cook up ways in my mind that they can lose? How can I infuriate my... But you guys are absolutely clueless.
I think,
and I hear from so many of you, including this guy.
I think that there is definitely this fan base has not had a whole lot of success and not had a whole lot
Understood.
To be happy about for a couple decades. So to have this season come out of nowhere and be the wild ride that it is, I think every fan that was hesitant has jumped entirely back onto the fan base. And that aspect, a lot of the fans are like, well, if we're good now, why are you talking bad about the team? Well, it's because we're not perfect. We're good. We're much better than we thought we were going to be, especially at the start of the season.
Yes.
But
even at the start of the playoffs.
Yeah. There's stuff that still needs to get fixed. There's stuff that still needs to be improved. And there's room for growth.
It doesn't mean that you can't talk with respect for the other team. I was wrong about Detroit. They played better than Detroit. I was wrong. I raised my left hand, my right hand, whatever. I was wrong. Guess what? I don't have a crystal ball that is 100% effective. What are you worried about? Call me instead and talk to me about, no, Chris, I think you're wrong. I don't think Jalen Carter is a very good player. You're crazy. How about offering me some sort of reasonable analysis to counter my analysis? Instead of saying, oh, you're unbearable to listen to for 3 hours. You are, your commentary is truly frustrating. And then call yourself a true fan. Be mad at me because apparently I'm not a true fan, which I'm not. That's not my job. If you want a true fan, there's plenty of other people out there. If you want real reasonable analysis, the way I see it, that's the show. And if you want to argue with me, Do it in a respectful manner, not in a manner like this. Call up the damn show and let's talk like human beings and adults. Instead of being snarky, instead of being a bullcrap artist and saying, oh, I'm a big fan of the show and I listen and you're unbearable to listen and you're not a true fan. It's frustrating to bear for 3 hours. Get lost. What do you want me to talk? Go, team, go. As long as they play the right game the way it should be, they're going to go to the Super Bowl. How fun is that? How educational is that? How interesting is that? How informative is that? The answer to all of that is it's not. They're in the NFC Championship game, people. We are paying plenty of respect. I think they're going to win. And you're still mad at me.
Maybe if they score more points than the Eagles on Sunday, then they might win and go to the Super Bowl.
It doesn't matter how many points they score as long as they score one more than the opponent.
That's
what you get from some members of this fan base. Really. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I guess I am.
But that's what you get. As long as they just play their game. Well, what is their game? I don't have 3 minutes to fill. I have 3 hours to fill. I'm sorry for going off on a wild little assault here, but people, let's not be so damn thin-skinned and so damn lost in your burgundy and gold syrup that we can't acknowledge, hey, man, it's a tough matchup. Hey, it's not a guarantee that they're going to win this game. They got to do this, and they got to do that, and they got to do this. Please don't be that naive, people. Please don't think that you're treating this radio show the same way you treat ABC 7 or WUSA 9 or NBC 4 Sportscast, because that's not the way, or DC News Now, because that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. We do real extended analysis. Sometimes when you do real extended analysis, if you know what you're talking about, and I do, you're going to pay reverence, you're going to pay respect, you're going to acknowledge that the team, the opponent, the team you have to beat is really good. They're not unbeatable, they're not perfect, but they're beatable, but they're good. And they're the favorite for whatever reason you have, whether it's because you believe the Vegas odds makers know more than they do, which they don't, or if it's because common sense tells you, hey, you know what? They should be a 5-point favorite or whatever it is. They should be considered the team to beat as opposed to the Commanders. All right, we'll take a timeout. Then we'll get to the calls. Sorry about that. Just wanted to clear that up. I saw that and it infuriated me, and I have a right to be infuriated when you guys don't understand. Some of you don't understand how this works. And I will continue fighting against that on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Commanders on the practice field will get the full practice and injury report as they get set for the NFC Championship game this Sunday in Philadelphia against the 2-seed Eagles, who hung on for dear life against the Los Angeles Rams Sunday in a blizzard. We don't know about Jalen Hurts. We don't know about Quinyon Mitchell in terms of their injury statuses. We know Sam Cosmi is lost for the year with a torn ACL. From the NFL, as we told you about late last hour, the New York Jets hiring Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. He, of course, played for them. And, of course, the Commanders carved the Lions defense up for 38 points on Saturday night. The Raiders are hiring Bucks assistant GM John Spytek as their new general manager. How about this? Pass rusher Khalil Mack, who earlier this morning, there was a report circulating that he may not play. Well, Now Adam Schefter says he will take some time, but he will indeed play at the age of 33 in 2025, and he's an unrestricted free agent for the first time in his 11-year NFL career. Caps with a 3-2 win last night in Edmonton minus Connor McDavid. They are practicing in Seattle today. Wizards got annihilated last night in Los Angeles. Will take on the Clippers tomorrow night. Joined in progress here on the Team 980, and that's what's trending. All right, before we get back to the calls, Maddie just sent me something that my guy Big Doug, Doug McRae NFL, put up on his Twitter. Listen to Big Doug and George. They do a great job. Good guys. And he labeled it, Commanders are now taking applications. I don't know if this is real or whatever, but it's with the Commanders logo at the top, and it says official bandwagon fan application for the Washington Commanders.
I mean, everyone knows that you're a New York fan,
right.
So this is your can fill out the form
right.
And you can jump on the bandwagon.
I mean,
nobody can complain that you're not a fan for
this
season.
I care more about Aaron Glenn being hired than I do about the Commanders in the NFC Championship. That's how big of a New York fan I am, right?
Woo!
And it says, you know, first name, last name. Who is the greatest player ever to wear number 21 is the second question. Okay. Check the appropriate box of your preferred name. Commanders, Redskins, Washington Football Team, Braves. And then a disclaimer. It doesn't matter what you want. And then it has finish the sentence. Left hand blank. Maddie and I both put our left hand up at the same time. What does HTTC stand for? Blank. Well, I know that one. Mr. New York. Mr. You mean on the radio. Me. Stands for Hail to the Commanders. Then it says, please list all previous teams you were a fan of with team, years, reason for leaving. So is that where I put in Jets, Bills, Giants? Because I'm, you know, from New York and I hate the Commanders and I root for them all the time. I root against them all the time. Is that where I fill that in?
I feel like that's where you would.
Okay. Then it says, can you name the following players? And it's got pictures of the following players, right? And let's see. Picture number one is Terry McLaurin. I know that. Picture number two is Deron Payne. Picture number three is Brian Robinson. Is picture number four? I can't quite tell. I think that's Sam.
Yeah, that's Sam.
Okay. I mean, I can't. My eyesight's a little bit bad. Are you willing to relocate if needed? Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Great George Strait song, by the way. And then a disclaimer. I understand that this allows me to be a Commanders fan, a Commanders, it just says a Commanders, doesn't say fan, throughout the 2024 season, I must reapply at the beginning of the 2025 season with a signature print name and date. Oh, this is first of all cute. I don't know if the team is actually doing this or not, if this is real.
No, of course this isn't real, but
okay.
It's hilarious.
But it is funny. It is
funny. We were just questioning your loyalties to the team. I figured if you fill this out, and well, you filled it out basically on air, congratulations. For the rest of the season, you have your bandwagon fan card.
Exactly. And being that I'm picking them, because I mentioned Jalen Carter, I'm such a meanie butt. Let's go back to the calls. 301-230-0980. Let's go to our guy, Jonesy. He's been on hold for a while. Jonesy, sorry about that. How are you?
Hey, Chris. No, you can't pay attention to the Jabronis, man. You really can't. Because they will get on your nerves like they have been doing. And they're winning. You can't let them win, Chris.
I know.
You can't let them win. That's
I know.
You got to be the guy coming off the top turn buckle and pretty much pile driving them in the ground and hitting them for the one.
But Jonesy, here's the counter to that is I'm real, I'm authentic. People think I'm doing this for a bit when I pick the Detroit Lions to win or I pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win by a field goal. I'm not doing it as a bit. I mean, I'm paid to give my opinions and my thoughts. You know, I'm not doing it as a bit. I think the Eagles, I think the Commanders are going to beat the Eagles. I could be wrong, but I think they're going to win.
Hey, look, like Jesse the Body Ventura once said, sitting on the TV with Vince McMahon when he was doing the commentary on then the WWF. He said he got to call it right down the middle, whether he's a bad guy, good guy, or whatever you might want to think of. You got to do the same thing. You got to call it right down the middle, the way you see it, the way you feel it, and that's how you got to say it, man. You cannot do, as you say, cookie-colored radio, and you cannot look at this thing through rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, man.
Because the minute you do, guess what? An L will be coming across.
Well, I hope I'm not cursing them. I hope me picking them is not the sign of the times that all of a sudden it's going to be reversed. I hope it's not because, honest to God, I ain't doing it for a bit. I ain't doing it for brownie points or anything like that. It's just what I feel. I hope and I think they can win. And I know you think so, too. Real quickly, answer the question. Jaden Superman bottling up Barkley or forcing, let's call it, three or more turnovers, which one is most important to you, Jonesy?
Jaden becoming Superman, and even Superman had super friends, if you get what I'm saying.
I got you.
So he's going to need some of that, too.
I got you. Thank you, pal.
That's the way I'm at.
Appreciate you. Thank you. Let's get to where are we going here first? Let's go to Jason and Laurel next up. Let's go to Jason and Laurel. What up, Jason? How are you?
What's up, Chris? Again, condolences to the Medhurst family. That was tragic. I know you guys did a show for a while.
Absolutely.
Just
Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers. You never lose the opportunity to say you love somebody or thank you to somebody because you never know what's around the corner.
No, you're right. Very right. Thank you.
I've been excited all season. Jaden Daniels has just been it. And while I'm comfortable is I think he's going to continue to do what we've seen him do all year. And, you know, I think you look at it, we're on a 7-game winning streak. 4 of those games were on the road. You know, the Detroit on the road, Tampa on the road, Dallas was on the road. And I think when we beat Philly, I think that was a road game as well.
No, that was at home, but beating New Orleans the week before that was on the road.
Okay. Yeah,
you're right, though. Absolutely. No doubt.
And I think he's going to do what we've seen him do. None of these moments have been too big for him. I kind of worry about the cold because I honestly thought the Rams would have been a better visit because he'd be going home and it'd be warmer. I don't think that he lets play in the cold, but we'll see that.
It's only supposed to be a high of 42, and it looked like, according to the Weather Channel app, for Philadelphia on Sunday, no precipitation, but of course that can change. But it didn't look as crazy cold as initially we had heard that it was supposed to be.
Yeah, and something else I haven't heard a lot of people talk. Rooster, are you aware that the number one receiver and the number two receiver still active in this playoffs are Redskins? Kawani and Scary Terry.
Yeah.
They're 1 and 2 and active players.
Well, you know, it's because part of that is because the Eagles, Bills, for the most part, Ravens even, and they didn't have Zay Flowers for the playoffs. And Kansas City, they're all offensively challenged in some way. You know who isn't offensively challenged when they're able to run the ball the way they were able to as a team on Saturday night? We're not. The Commanders aren't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, get your tickets for New Orleans, buddy. We're going. I'm telling you. Hey, we're going to New Orleans. You better get that. I'll know you need like 30 days to get the travel arrangements ready.
I hope so. I need a. You know what I need? I need a sugar daddy. If I'm just being honest with you, I need a sugar daddy who has a private plane at a hotel that they own in New Orleans I'll just leave that right here. Thank you, Jace. Appreciate you. 248, Team 980. More of your calls coming straight up. Plus, Sal Palantonio of ESPN scheduled to join us just after 3 o'clock. We'll keep it going on the phones right here on your home for the NFC Championship game Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Pre-game, Westwood 1, game, 3 o'clock from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, the only time the Washington NFL franchise, by any name, and the Philadelphia Eagles have met in the playoffs, 1990 wild card. And it went the way of the burgundy and gold, 20-6. Mark Rippon, a couple of touchdown passes to Gary Clark and Art Monk. And Darryl Green had one of his 6 career postseason interceptions. I wish I could tell you I remember that game clearly, but I don't. We know the series was 1-1 this year, but those two games were wild and different, man. And there was a lot of good things in the second matchup besides the win, and there were a lot of bad things, quite honestly. We're going to discuss them all, but I want to get at least a call in here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Dean in Germantown next up. Dean, how are you?
What's up, buddy, Chris?
What's up, Dean?
Hey, That era was crazy, man. That was a crazy era. It was a crazy era. You don't even want to talk about that era with the St. Louis and the guys we got Giants. But we was playing Giants. Like that's the great Giants team. That's the great Philadelphia teams. But just to get back on topic, like Jonesy, man, you're in good hands, man. You're in great hands, man. You're in WWF when we were great. I understand that. Okay.
So you're not mad. You're not mad at me for picking the Commanders, huh?
No. Again, like I said, you're gonna beat New York. You know what I'm saying? We understand this. Look, every dignitary, every senator, every person in the country is right here. It's right here. They make all the laws and rules for everybody right here. So it's politics. It's politicking going on all over the place. Right. We can appreciate your enthusiasm and you holding fast to your New York. I'm telling you, man, Tony Khan, when John Thompson hit the 980, he was hurting people's feelings. He was hurting people's feelings for real. And Dr. Caillou, I'm an old school dude, man. Like I said, you don't want, like you said, for real, you don't want Jaden running around 16 times.
Yeah.
If you got Jaden running around, that's what I'm telling my defense, old school again.
Yeah.
We started with Philly and New York back in the old school. You bust him. You hurt him. You try to hurt him. Not hurt him dirty, but you hit him hard, man. Mm-hmm. You saw the shot. It wasn't a bad shot. You hit him hard, though.
Yep.
Bust his eye.
Yep.
Bust his eye. He could. Most of these kids these days would fold up and be like, mommy, or have daddy come down on the sideline and say, coach, what's going on with the line?
Oh, I got
you. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
so again, this is a new era. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad Matty Ice is on the mic. He's still orchestrating everything correctly. You're in good hands, man.
Thank you, Dean.
Like
appreciate
I said,
it.
In the beginning.
I appreciate you.
Thing, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Let's get one more in here before the top of the hour. Rudy and Glenn Burney on the Team 980. Rudy, how are you?
Hey, Chris. I acknowledge you on today, man. Look.
Thank you, Rudy.
Chris, I got a question for you, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Why do they call you the Rooster?
Why? It's a long story that I don't have time to tell now. I've told it many times. It's connected to my real last name, and they say I'm loud and obnoxious, and I wake up people when I used to work overnight national radio and all that stuff. So either way, it is what it is.
I thought it was because you the one up early each and every morning. You the one who come out the hen house looking around.
I can promise you Jaden Daniels gets up a lot earlier than I do. I'm old and tired, man.
All right, Chris, look, like I said, I love listening to your opinions. I love a man who can see it from both sides, from all ways, you know.
Thank you.
It was some people on the Titanic, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Chris, you would be the one saying, look at that iceberg.
I appreciate that. But real quickly, Rudy, because I'm running up against the clock. What is most important for you of the three choices that I gave? The turnovers, bottling up Saquon, or Jaden Daniels being Superman with both his arms and his legs?
I like the third option.
The turnovers?
I like the third option.
Hey, man, they need the turnovers. There is no doubt about that. And you know what? What would be great is if somehow, some way, they can keep Jalen Hurts in there, but he's compromised. Kind of like how Los Angeles did last week. But then you have to go the extra. They could not stop Saquon. What you can't have happen is if Jalen Hurts is compromised but stays in the game instead of Pickett, then for Barkley to kill you. Appreciate it, Rudy. I got to let you run. 258, Team 980. And the Odyssey app, your home for the NFC Championship, is right here. Philadelphia and Washington. Coming up next, we're scheduled to be joined by Sal Palantonio of ESPN, and then we'll get back to your calls on the other side. Stay tuned.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.